Hello there. Welcome to the intimate descriptions of the stars. The celebrity today is the beautiful, sweet Emma Watson. There's plenty films of her as a little girl, but now she's all grown up. She's a woman. Slim, open face, smooth complexion, seems to have a warm personality. But if you want to know what she looks like, you have to listen carefully. She has beautiful eyes, brown, deep, and they twinkle sometimes. Her eyebrows sometimes look as if she's puzzled, narrowing, as if to work you out. She looks great with her hair up. It's naturally a nice brunette. It's got a hint of chestnut in there. And some of her film roles, she's had it lightened, as if caught by the sun. And when she wears nice mascara, it really highlights her eyes. And she looks smokily sexy when she has eyeliner all the way around. Her nose is sweet. It's not the smallest nose, but it is no way large. It's tiny, in fact, if you should kiss it. Just above her pretty bow lips. Fuller than most English girls. She often wears a nice rosy red lipstick, which goes with her pale complexion. She has a natural blush, and her cheekbones, which go up to the side of her brow, so soft. I imagine a kiss on her cheek would be very sweet. She seems to carry herself with a great grace. She looks particularly good in a halter top where she's backless. Her breasts are small. Not tiny, they're a nice handful. I would say a 32C, maybe a B. Her porcelain shoulders slope down gently down her back. You can see her shoulder blades as she moves. The underneath of her arm, that soft fleshy part that goes to around to underneath her breasts. Sometimes it's almost visible under the dress. As the dress goes lower, the curve of her spine. It leads to that beautiful dimpled place above her buttocks. Such a sweet ass. Two lovely handfuls there, boys. Her porcelain skin is so smooth, so I'm sure under the swimming costume that I'm looking at now, those warm cheeks, soft, smooth, with those invisible tiny hairs that make the skin glow. That would be a nice sensation, I would venture to guess. She's not the tallest girl, but she has nice slim legs, soft thighs. She has a nice walk. She doesn't sway or overly emphasize it. But as she looks back over her shoulder, there's a glimpse of what it'd be like to kiss her if you were standing behind. That she would raise one eyebrow and look over her shoulder and let down her hair from the bun that it's in. It's shoulder length, and it would slip over her shoulder and touch your face. Smiling. Just one corner of her mouth lifts up when she smiles sometimes. Just the left corner, almost a dimple. And I've noticed she often tilts her head down and looks up from under her eyelids. Her eyelashes. She tucks her hair behind a nice round ear. She has pierced ears, and I've seen her fiddle with her earring. Tiny lobe. You could stroke along her smooth jawline. Just a young woman. Breathlessly beautiful. Her warm smile. The marionette lines barely visible. Her smooth skin. If the wind blows and blows her hair gently across, you could imagine her sighing. Sometimes her nostrils flare just as she's about to deliver a line in a film. There goes that eyebrow again. I think she's waiting. For a kiss.